The time, 12 minutes to 8 o'clock. You're listening to Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. And Saturday, that's tomorrow, the 27th, in Hatfield, Elim Full Gospel Church has got their Freedom Festival. And the artists that are going to be there, representing all of South Africa, would be Sharon Vandaba. Hello, Sharon.
Hello, how are you?
Doing fine and fabulous, thank you very much. And Jak de Priester. Hello, Jak.
Hello there. Nice to talk to you so early in the morning.
Hi, Shave. I know that the artists, they struggle, but if I was there and I was your wife, Michelle, now I'll bring you a big cup of coffee. Because if there's one thing South Africans have got in common, it's an appreciation for the beauty of coffee first thing in the morning.
That is so true.
We've got to get to know you guys, because all we know is that you must be able to sing if you were invited as the artist at a Freedom Festival. Sharon, introduce us to you as a person, as in personality. Who are you?
Okay, Sharon. My name is Sharon Vandaba. Hello to all of the listeners. My name is Sharon Vandaba, originally from East London, but I am based in Pretoria now, a worship leader at City Life Church. I'm just a loving, fun person that loves music, loves God, and that's who I am.
and also, how do you know Emmanuel from Elim? How did you two connect?
It's the weirdest thing. He came to the doctor's surgery, because I work at a medical consortium. He came to the doctor's surgery, and we just started chatting. We connected from the moment he walked in, and I was like, okay, this is interesting. And I think what fascinated him the most was the fact that I speak Afrikaans, and I speak it so well. And further on, the rest is history.
Okay, but
here we are today.
That's a discussion. Where did he hear you sing to know that you can sing at this festival?
He was telling me about this event that he's planning, and he was like, prior to that, we've been having chats about what I do and stuff like that. And I told him, no, I'm basically a church singer, and I think I've become so comfortable with that. And he's like, oh, that's interesting. You need to send me some of your videos, because there's an event that I'm planning to do. And I sent him the videos, and he heard me there. And like I said, the rest is history. The rest is geschiedenis.
I say, man. Yuck. Okay, so I know that this guy, Emmanuel, we've known him for a long time. He's got a passion for unity in South Africa. He says that God says that if we can live together in unity, that God commands his blessing. So he's, as long as I've known him, he's done whatever it takes. He works with the students, and he gets these people, and he brings them to his church, and he says, talk, you people. And he also believes in music. So when he wanted to get the Afrikaner, the people who speak the Afrikaans there, he said someone that they all know would be you. So, yeah, let's not assume that everybody knows you. Let's introduce you as well, as if they've never met you, don't know how you sing, nothing. Tell me about yourself.
Well, okay, my name is Jak de Priester. I'm an Afrikaans singer, songwriter. So that's what I do. I've been doing it for many years. The first song that for me that was very popular in Afrikaans was a song called Sally Williams Nuga, and I wrote, it's a love song. It became quite famous for the Afrikaans people, and it's a Pretoria based song, because it's I sing about the Brooklyn Mall and the Groenkloof Spar and all those places. And then later on, I got the opportunity to write a song for an Afrikaans soap. It's called Binnenlanders. It's on Channel 144. So that song is also about Pretoria, because the soapy is a Pretoria-based. Well, obviously they don't shoot it in Pretoria, but it's in Pretoria. It's a hospital drama that is in Pretoria. So I wrote the theme song and I sing it. And it's been on television since 2005. It's almost 20 years. So it plays on TV every night. And, yeah, I think... So I've been doing this, you know, in the Afrikaans community, in the Afrikaans theatres and arts festivals for the past 22 years. That's what I do. I also have a TV show on Kijknet. It's called Koppie Tee Fontein. So that's what I do. I am a well-known Afrikaans singer-songwriter. Wow. But because of the, you know, we are so many different cultures, and that's why tomorrow is going to be interesting, because I'm going to sing my songs and tell my stories, but obviously there's going to be a lot of different cultures in that venue. So I'm also interested to see how this is going to go. And but that is what unity is all about, you know, to bring our different cultures, our different languages, but we are all South Africans. So I'm quite excited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sharon, the one thing that in church is a huge bridge between the cultures and the races and the ages is worship music. I mean, it's one thing that sort of transcends it all, because the focus is not on, am I making a radio-worthy song? It is on Jesus, and that connects us. Have you seen this happen, that the worship's got the right to do this?
Absolutely. I mean, worship music has a way of just bringing people together in such a beautiful way. And the reason, like you put it so beautifully now, that it transcends cultures, it transcends race, it transcends everything. And the one common goal there is to worship God and connect through the music. And I think that's exactly what it does. And having been a worship leader for the longest of time, what I've also come to learn of it is that, you know, when you sing a song and people connect with that song, it also has a transformational element to it in people's lives. And when you see that happen, it just absolutely blows my mind every time I see it happen. And it's just incredible, man. It's how music can just, you know, transcend the boundaries of whatever we have put as boundaries and make this beautiful sound of worship to the audience of one, and that is God.
For sure. Yuck. Okay, here's the thing. When you make Afrikaans music and you've got an Afrikaans crowd in front of you, it's very easy to connect. They know your music, they know your language, and they know the culture behind it. But when you now put in front of an audience that has got a variety of people, you have to adapt in some way. So the music is actually forcing this thing that has to happen in South Africa in general. In any case, we have to adapt to sort of find one another if we actually want this country to work. So how do you do this heart-wise and even practically to adapt to people before you who aren't as easy as normally to entertain?
I think storytelling is definitely part of it. Because, and luckily we've got this one language like English just to bind us together. So, I've got a large repertoire in the past 22 years. I've written, I think, 250 to 300 songs. But, wow. I mean, English, but Afrikaans, but here and there maybe an English song. But the English songs are not the popular ones or the important ones. It's more the Afrikaans stories. But I think in a situation like tomorrow, it would be nice for me to tell the stories of the songs, but in English, so that the people can understand, and then sing the songs in a way that they almost can understand it, even if they miss some of the words. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think that's how I will approach it tomorrow. But it's going to be interesting to see how it's going to be. I've got no idea what to expect. Because there's always English people in the shows, but it's most of the time it's English people that can also understand the Afrikaans. You know what I'm saying. So there's never really
a boundary.
But tomorrow, it's going to be... I'm excited to see what's going to happen.
Okay, so what we're going to do and what needs to get done in South Africa in any case is to find common ground, to find where we can connect. It's just as easy to find ground that disconnects us and divides us. That's just as easy to find if you want to. So if you want to find common ground, that's what happens tomorrow. And we honor Emmanuel Landman, the pastor there at Elim Congregation, because he's got a heart. Events like this happens and stuff can change. So tomorrow, people, you need to be there at Hatfield. It's at Elim Full Gospel Church. It's their Freedom Festival. It's going to cost you $20 to get in the gates, but that's all. You just rock up, put your out your 20 bucks. It's going to contribute to cover all the costs. You're going to see Sharon Vandaba there and Jack de Priester and lots else happening as well. And it's going to be worth it, I promise. Guys, enjoy tomorrow. We believe it's going to be stunning and awesome. And have a stunning day. We'll see you there.
Explosives.
We can tell the people to bring some food, you know, just like a can, whatever. Because they're also getting, you know, they gathering basically also food for students that need it. It's all good for tomorrow. I don't know what time you're going to perform. I'm going to be on stage at 12 o'clock tomorrow.
For are those you Sharon?
People who don't have the whole day.
Yes. I'm on at 10:30.
Okay.
10:30. Yeah. 10:30. It's going to be amazing. Bring your friends, bring your family, bring your colleagues, everybody. It's going to be amazing. You don't want to miss this one.